File 1. Listening 2.
This is an interesting article I'm reading here. It's about different personality types, and I'm trying to decide which one I am.
Oh, yeah?
I think I might be what they call a go-getter. This kind of person is inventive, good at problem-solving, and loves life. Other people find their optimistic attitude and enthusiasm appealing, it says.
I'm not sure that's you exactly.
Maybe not. But this is. Apparently, if they're under pressure, go-getters get overwhelmed by thinking about all the things that could go wrong. Oh, and they forget important dates like birthdays.
Ha! That last part sounds more like you, but the rest of it doesn't really.
Okay, well, maybe I fit into the category of leader then. Leaders are good at planning ahead and foreseeing problems. They're good organizers, but they prefer sorting out what other people are going to do than doing the detailed things themselves.
Ah, that's definitely you. You're always telling other people what to do.
That's not fair. I always do my share. But I think this sounds like me. Leaders like discussing serious issues, and they like challenging other people's views to get a serious debate going. They like people who can argue strongly to back up their beliefs.
Yeah, I'd say that describes you pretty well. You certainly enjoy a good argument.
But what about this part? It says that leaders start to lose confidence in their own abilities if people refuse to go along with their instructions. I think that's true of me, actually. I do tend to question myself if that happens.
Yes, I'd say that's right. So you're a leader, then.
Okay. Now, what about you? Let's take a look. Ah, yes, this one. I think you're a performer.
What?
Yes, listen to this. Performers are fun-loving and may forget about commitments because they're enjoying themselves so much. That's you, all right.
Maybe. What else?
Well, they don't believe in making plans. They prefer to just deal with things when they come up. People like them because they're outgoing and they're focused on enjoying life. They think they can do things efficiently and have fun at the same time by not being tied to rules and routines.
I guess you could say that all of that is a fair description of me. Sounds pretty good, too.
Yes, it does. Oh, and performers are good at motivating people because they're sensitive to how they're feeling and how to get the best out of them.
And the downside?
Well, they tend to take criticism very personally, and this stops them from moving on with things.
I guess that's true of me. So I'm a performer.
Yes, and when you read these descriptions, I wish I was, too.